Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
So I had a thought the other day that I really wanted to share with y'all, and it is that I have pinpointed my favorite kind of nap.
Oh.
I know.
Really?
Yes.
There are many types of naps.
Yes.
But which is your favorite?
Here is my favorite type of nap. Do you know, like, when you've spent all morning in the sun, maybe you've had some kind of mixed drink or a beer, maybe you haven't, maybe you've just been in the sun, and you've had, like, sunscreen on, and your skin feels, like, a little sticky from, like, the sunscreen and the sweat, and then you take a nap, and it's, like, one of those where it feels like your whole body melts while you're napping, and you wake up, and it takes you, like, 10 minutes just to reorient on, like, where am I? What's happening? I think that's my favorite kind of nap. Yeah, I think that's my favorite.
So does the sunscreen and such stay on your face? And is it in the sun? Or is this just post-sunscreen?
Just post. But I like the smell of, like, the sunscreen, like, waking up, you know, mixed with just a little bit of hard-earned in-the-sun sweat.
Yeah.
Not bad, just, like, nice kind of mingling of, like, skin and sunscreen. Yes, yes. That's my favorite. I had one of those the other day. We spent the day playing outside and, like, went to this, like, festival, took BB, came home. Everyone in the family took a nap. And it was just one of those of, like, I have earned this nap. Not like, oh, I'm so tired because I didn't sleep well or whatever, but just like, yes, it is, we can all agree, summer nap time.
I think earned naps are key.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think earned, having them be earned is what makes them taste so sweet.
Yes. Not a survival nap. Oh, I've had many a survival nap.
Oh, yeah, for right, sure. Right, right.
Where it's just like, if I don't nap, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah, it's like my body can tell. My body can tell, and so it's been able to fall asleep in the weirdest places and positions and circumstances and with all sorts of noise. Like, it's like, you're done. You need a nap, and it'll just go shut down. And those are functional naps, and they're not necessarily always pleasant, but
they have their own charm, but it's a different thing.
Yes.
It's like I'm grateful for those naps. Oh, don't get me wrong, am I grateful for them? But the earned naps, the ones, like for me, like post Ren Faire, usually, that's this kind of falls in the same category for me as showers, too.
There are
functional showers, but then there's like when you get back from Burning Man showers or get back from a camping trip or you're out at Ren Faire and all dusty sort of showers.
That's like a short rest, long rest. Those
Yes, it is. That's exactly what it is. Because those where it's just like I've spent the day like doing yard work and that like real hard, like, yes, I've accomplished things yard work. And then you take the shower and put on new fresh clothes and you feel like you've just molted. Like that's
this is
the
my
best.
Second skin, my earned skin.
Yes. Oh, I love, especially when you, cause we have like a ceiling fan in our bedroom. So you can do that, like fall asleep where like your skin is chill, you know, like you get the wind blow it, like, and you also get like the very tactile, like feeling of the wind blowing on your skin. Oh. I love that. It always, like, whisks me away to, like, I'm in, like, a cabana on Fiji with, like, a breeze blowing through, you know? That's always what I think of. Not that I've ever been there, but it's what I imagine it's like.
Right. It's the ideal of it. The idea of it.
I will say, though, I do think sun naps are really special. Both ones that you take with someone or a timer watching out for you in the sun, but also the, like, when you're done being in the sun, that, like, car on the way home nap, it is one of the most purely physical naps where your body's just like, oh, our battery is low, but not in the normal miserable way, just in the, boy, we sure existed in the world an amount that we consider a sufficient time for nap.
Ugh.
And there's just, it just knocks you out, and it's such a pure and refreshing, like, waking up from those is, you're right, it's a special kind of nap.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.